Hello and welcome. You have been selected for an experimental service meant to test your limits as a sexual creature. What you are about to experience may be a bit intense. For the safety of the researcher and facilitator, your arms are strapped down in your chair. Please relax and wait for your researcher to enter and begin the process. Hi, cutie. My, do you look wound up. I know it's a bit sterile in here. Not so sexy, huh? Let me just get settled. You have nothing to worry about. I know it seems a bit scary in here and you don't know what's going on. All I'm going to do is interact with you and see what turns you on. It's different for every man, of course, so we do these elaborate experiments with specific individuals to get as much detail as possible. Let me lay down my clipboard and take off my coat. Oh. Very interesting. Usually I have eyes light up after they see my lingerie outfit and heels. You are going to be a tough nut to crack. Now let's just get you warmed up. I'm simply going to touch myself in various places, take off my clothes. I might get close to you. I might touch you, while at the same time observing your behavior. Does that sound good? Very good. Now, how do you feel when I push up my breasts like this with my hands? And squeeze them like this? Very well. What about if I turn around and bend over to fix my heel? Interesting. And how about if I come up next to you and whisper in your ear? I can't wait to take off my bra and show you my tits and put them in your face. And so that's exactly what I'm going to do. Yeah. Why are you trying to look away? Come on. The experiment is not going to work if you don't participate. There we go. Now I'm just going to get closer and put them right against your face. Very good. I notice you're squirming a little bit in your chair. Starting to get excited, are we? Not excited. Fine. Antsy because you want all of this, don't you? Admit it. Your words are not matching your actions, baby. I can see the bulge in your pants. And that's my cue. That's what I like to see. You know, they always try to resist and act like they aren't enjoying every second of this. You want to get out? Sorry, sweetie. We have to finish the test once we begin. You'll just have to see it through. But what's not to like, darling? What are you holding back for? Just enjoy it. Just give in. Let go. Oh, yes, you're getting hard with each mouthful. What do you mean? What doesn't feel right about this? Oh my. Thank goodness your legs are strapped down too. Oh, you're adorable. don't call you adorable. Well, that's not fair. I don't like to lie. Shh, baby, stop fighting it. Give in to me. Enjoy my lips. Yes, that's it. I love seeing the pleasure in your eyes. It is one thing that can't be hidden. Just enjoy it, darling. You've got nothing to worry about. I'm going to take care of you. Have you not been able to tell? Now that I've got you warmed up, I'm going to begin the testing part of the experiment. I'm going to do a pyramid of strokes. One stroke, three strokes, 5, 10, 15, then back down, 10, 5, 3, and 1, taking breaks in between. It's supposed to test your control and see how long you can last before you can't hold on anymore. If you complete the whole pyramid without coming, you will have succeeded our test and be dismissed because you are overqualified for the rest of the experiment. Are you ready? Excellent. One stroke. Three strokes. And I'll stop there. Give you a little break. Am I sensing some discomfort in your eyes? You want me to continue, don't you? All right, I guess you've waited long enough. Five strokes. Starting to get a little restless, are we? You still have a bit of ways to go. Just enjoy my strokes. Enjoy the strokes with my soft hands. Wrapping around you just right. 10 strokes. Let me just walk over to my clipboard to write down a few notes. Patient is exuding a lot of resistance to the experiment, trying to fight the pleasure. Reason unknown to me. All right, are you ready for your 15 strokes? The thing about these is I'm going to do them fast. Just to see what this tempo does to you. To see if it will drive you crazy. Seems like it did. Well, you've gotten through the hardest part. Let's go back down. Looks like I have some more notes to take. Patient's hands are balled into fists. Biceps and forearms are severely tensed. You're almost done. 5 strokes. Looks like you might be making it through to the end. I bet it's driving you wild. How good this makes you feel, even though you don't want it to. Feeling so good. Trying to fight the urge to completely give in. 3 strokes. You get one more after this. And... excellent. Looks like you passed. I guess I'll just write down the conclusion, and then I'll be letting you go. Patient passed first pyramid. Oh, I did say first, didn't I? Well, you see, you're just still so hard. What am I doing? You know, it's kind of funny. You were right. This experiment is more than I am making it out to be. You see, we already knew you would be the perfect subject for us. I love watching you squirm in that chair. We were testing out this technique and turning strong-willed, intelligent men into complete himbos. That was 10. Yes. My company's target market are MILFy femdoms. And they love boys who are like golden retrievers, ready to be at their beck and call, serve them, and be completely obedient to all of their wishes. Be airy messes that will fall over their beauty and give them all the attention they could want. And that was 15. The thing about the stubborn ones is that they're too self-aware. They try to fight it so much, hold on for so long. The thing they don't know is that the more they hold on, the stronger the effects of the himbofication. Yes, you do it to yourself, silly goose. Or should I say, silly mess? You are such a little mess right now. You are hanging on to my every word, aren't you? Because you can't take it anymore. But don't come, baby. Don't you want to prove to me how strong you are? How much willpower you have? But you are going to be my cummy mess, aren't you? A slave to my words. You're nearly there anyway. I know this because I've gotten back down to 1. And you didn't come. No, you didn't. Even though I know you want to so bad. See, it's working. You are my cum slave now. You're desperate to hear my commands to allow you to come. Oh, yes, baby. You're nearly where I want you to be. A blubbering mess. Whimpering, oh poor thing. But before you receive my magic words to order you to come, I want you to beg. That's right. You can come once I have agreed that you want it bad enough. Once you have convinced me you deserve to. Oh, such a cutie can barely put together sentences. I know it's hard to think. I know it's hard to speak when my hand is wrapped around you like this. But try, baby. Try your best. Oh, that's it. Beg me. Beg me more. Louder. Let me hear how much you want it. Oh my, this has got to be our best transformation through himbofication yet. I'm convinced. And I'm convinced that you're ready. All right, baby, give me your best. You can come now. That's right, come it all out. Oh, squirt it all out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What a mess. mess you've made. Ah, didn't that feel wonderful? Great. You're all drained and tired, and still in the himbo mindset for our client. She's coming in 2 minutes, so you better be ready.